From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
to another fantastic episode of the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. That was some Shramano with Black Night, White Sky. This song is absolutely brand new. It's off their new album just released last week. Members include Reggie, Jeremy, Dwayne, and Levi. And these guys were established in 2009 in October. Their self-description would be heavy, mournful lamentations of a world determined to kill its mother. That's brutal.
I guess better to kill her than fuck her, but...
Yeah. Thank you for that mental image.
Or kill her then fuck her, I mean.
That's better.
I don't know. I mean, from the mother's point of view, I mean, you can live through a fucking... You can't live through a killing and a fucking...
Wow. Unless you're a zombie, and then more power to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The new album is called Mythos Logos. And yeah, these guys are out of Missoula, and they're pretty kick-ass. I kind of dig them.
They're pretty awesome. And you can download a copy of their album at shramana.bandcamp.com. All right, welcome to another episode. This is Mistress Oisey saying thank you for tuning in.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, hiya, what you doing? What are you wearing? Less the better.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying couldn't agree more with that statement. And yes, definitely less is better.
All right, we're going to head over to the Belgrade, Montana area and play some Unicorn Cannery. Established in 2013, but no longer together. They had their Grand Master Jess, Jedi Master Jesse, MC Can't Drain 'em, Nico the Sicko, and Sir Luscious Locks. No longer together, but still kicking a lot of ass, and we love listening to them. You can tune in to them at Reverb Nation. You can check them out on Facebook. Great, great band. They all went off to their own little things. They joined other bands and did other things, and we got the return of 16 Penny. Yay. Which excites us a lot. We really dig those guys. They're fucking awesome, and we cannot wait for the show. We get to see them on July 8th here in Butte, Montana at the Butte Depot. They're going to be joining Walking Corpse Syndrome for an all-ages show. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. Looking forward to that show. Even though Unicorn Cannery is not together, you can get out and support, you know, 16 Penny. 16 Penny has an upcoming show in Bozeman on May 20th. They've got Walking Corpse Syndrome. They have a Balance of Power coming up. And Switch Off is coming down from Great Falls to join 16 Penny and all these awesome bands. It's a 21-plus ages show, $8 at the door. It's going to be at the Eagle at 316 East Main Street in Bozeman, Montana. Doors at 8 and tons of fun. So get out and see that show. We're going to get back into the music now. You're listening to Unicorn Cannery on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Get all the freaking cops away from the building. What's wrong?
Every nation has to either be with us or against us. Those who harbor terrorists or who finance them are going to pay a price.
So we have never been witness to anything quite like this in the United States within the continental borders of this country.
Can you make And you guys are listening to the Mistresses of the Mayhem.
We'll be right back.
just got done listening to Seventh Passing Dreamcatcher. That is off their brand new album. We actually got the very first physical copy of the CD. They've got a digital copy that they've been working on and getting ready to release to you guys. So you guys get to look forward to actually purchasing that very, very soon. We've got members Sarah and Roger, Eric and Michael, of course. Check them out. They are on Facebook and Reverb Nation.
And they're a female fronted modern rock and metal band, and they kick a lot of ass. They've got an amazing drummer, amazing vocals and guitar, and they have fun light shows. They're pretty awesome. They're just like one of those rocking bands that you just want to sit back and, you know, rock out to. It's pretty kick-ass. We adore them. We're going to head over to the Butte, Montana area and listen to some Verities.
Verities band members include Michael, Kayla, Chris, and Anthony. Anthony and Michael Smith are working on a new pop punk project. Kaylee started a new band called Amistris. Check that out. Michael LeFever joined the band Shallow Sun. Check that out as well. Be on the lookout for Legacy Studios, people. So this is Verities with This Miscreation, and you're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal.
Thank you. I don't mind, because my heart is so cold.
The Mistresses of Mayhem.
So Judgment Hammer has a show coming up in Missoula on June 5th with Spellcaster. Check that out. Go to their page to find out more information. We have lots of metal heading our way. We've got Zach Wilde coming to the Wilma on August 18th. It's the Book of Shadows 2 tour. That's on August 18th in Missoula, Montana at the Wilma. And then we have in October on the 14th, we have a very, very brutal metal event happening. It's the Erosion Festival. It's going to be October 14th and 15th in Missoula, Montana at the Stage 112. Tons and tons of bands are going to be at that one. Definitely check that out. We have Walking Corpse Syndrome going to be up in Great Falls, Montana. They're going to be playing with Walking Corpse Syndrome, of course, Switched Off Safety, and 16 Penny. That's on May 21st. It's going to be at the Dew Bar. We also have Slayer coming to Missoula with Anthrax and Death Angel at the Wilma on October 13th. So tons of events coming up. Check out Montana Metal's Facebook page for events happening all across the state. And get out and support metal. And occupy a venue. Take pictures. Be obnoxious. Buy band merch. It'll be fun.
Yes.
Lots of merch.
Hey, we're 16 Penny. You're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem. And you've been nailed.
That was some music from the Rich Stafford Project on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. That was Talk Out Your Face, formerly of the Butte, Montana area. Rich Stafford is a guitar player from Butte. He now lives in the world, great big world of Texas, or you should be checking out the Texas metal scene and see if you can find him out down there. Very talented man. He has influences that are from metal, jazz, fusion, and classical. His first single is named Talk Out Your Face and is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google, and many other sites. Just search for the RSP, the Rich Stafford Project. Download the single. So check them out. Hopefully you'll get to see them in Texas. Maybe one day he'll return to Butte and we'll get to see a show here again. That'd be fantastic. All right, let's head over to the Missoula area right now and hear some Judgment Hammer.
We love Judgment Hammer. Judgment Hammer has members Jared, Dustin, Sid, and Terrell. They originally were founded in 2004, a thrash metal that's been restored from the glory days, influenced from the 80s thrash metal. Many members also belong to the tribute band Blistered Earth. Blistered Earth is a Metallica tribute band. If you haven't had a chance to check them out, they're definitely worth a listen. If you would like to give Judgment Hammer a follow, a listen, go ahead and check out their Facebook. Also, hunt them down, stalk them on judgmenthammer.com. You are listening to the Mistress of the Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Fighting last year. Hey guys, this is Joe Shufton from Hornstop Rocks, and I want you to listen to the Mistresses of Mayhem weekly. If not, I'm gonna come and get you.
Listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. That was a little undone for you. That was Hostile Youth. These guys are out of Missoula, Montana, and they were formed in 1998. Members include Josh, Trev, Tim, Corey. Undone is the slag pile of Montana's music scene. Dark, dank mounds of sharp-edged rock spewing from pristine country hillside like slag.
Good description of those boys.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Currently, they're working in the studio. Recently, rocked the Butte Depot with At Home in Hell.
It was fantastic. They got the crowd bouncing. It was lots of fun. It was fun to see my little coworker Shannon out there moshing front row. I was so proud of her.
She got signed by not one, but two different band members.
That's awesome.
And it was fun because it was like the first pit that I've seen. It was 90% girls.
It was a highly female
It was fantastic. Every time I looked at that pit, I was so proud.
there were a few guys in there were moshing, and they were
being good with the girls,
and the girls were slamming into them, and they got the look of do we slam them back? Do we what do we do? And by the time they got hit by the second or third chick, they're like, well, I guess we slam into them.
It was fun though. It was everybody was being.
It wasn't a destructive pit. No. It wasn't a hurtful pit. I mean, when I say slammed, I don't mean around, like, you know,
slamming into each other.
Well, bouncing around.
Moshing.
Yes. You can find their music on Reverb Nation, and Undone is also a featured band on Metal Local Radio.
Woo.
We're going to take it over to the Clinton area this time with some Salmon Rape.
Salmon Rape has been, well, around since 2011. Dylan is unique, and it shows in his music style. He has lots of...
it's so fantastic.
He has songs that definitely make you go, whoa. And that's a good thing.
You could simply describe Salmon Rape as, what the fuck? But you love it. It's not a bad what the fuck. It's black comedy
show that you watch. You know how you see that movie that you watch and you're like, whoa, what the fuck did I just watch? But the next day you're at work, you're explaining to the coworkers why they should watch it. Mm-hmm. Salmon Rape's the same idea. It's a song that you listen to and you're like, what the fuck did I just get done listening to? I mean, you're going to see the song that we're going to be playing for you is actually one that DJ Sun is actually featured in. It's originally a poem that should make you feel a little better.
If you've ever read that poem, it'll sound familiar. I'm a little worried about you if you've read it before, because before DJ Sun, I'd never heard of this poem before. And he's really fucked up and twisted, which is awesome. So, you know, you're still cool if you know what it is.
If you know what it is, it's not. Yeah.
You and DJ Sun probably should
You guys could talk and hang out.
And Dylan,
You guys could all understand each other. And the rest of us are just going to step a way back and we'll take shots with you.
That's fantastic.
But there's lots of our friends we're afraid of.
What we're saying is Salmon Rape is awesome.
They're awesome.
It's one of those bands that will make you stop and think, especially like some of the lyrics. You're like, holy shit.
And bands that actually make you stop and think are good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have all the exact same bounce, bounce lyrics, it's amusing. But the bands that actually make you stop and like, what did they just say? Holy shit.
Now, just their name alone just kind of makes me want to go out and get sushi and caviar. Does that make that?
Do you want to do bad things bad? To the salmon?
Yes.
She's like, I want to eat it.
I want to eat it. I want to chew it very slowly.
I'm going to touch it with my tongue over and over.
Like, I just swirled around in my mouth a little bit.
Eating is a perverted habit. You totally molest every item that you put in your mouth.
You do.
The mm-hmm. only thing is you actually swallow it.
Wow.
Imagine that. The next time you eat that bologna sandwich, you've molested it. La, 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 la,
and
la,
then swallowed.
La. You and tugged swallowed. It. You twisted it around your mouth, chewed on it slightly, and swallowed.
So, enjoy Salmon Rape.
And your bologna sandwich.
Mistress Oisey, thank you guys very much for tuning in each and every week. Thank you to DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week and for allowing us to be in his superstardom. And of course, MT Radio for letting us play on their awesome, awesome station. Sean, you're awesome. Check out all their great shows at mtradio.net.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying go molest some food. Some cheesecake, maybe a brownie.
Banana.
Or two.
Jinx.
Bananas are always good to molest, because then when you're molesting them, you molest others that are watching without even touching them. Eat a banana in public. You'll know what I mean.
Exactly.
Like a sucker. La, la, la.
Now, because it's coming up on summertime, I prefer a popsicle.
Popsicles.
Ice cream cones are fun, too.
There's a lot of fun things that are licking.
I can make an ice cream cone look like a vagina.
And it wasn't. I can make one look like a penis with my lips.
All right, that's what I did, yeah. All right, licking an ice cream cone and then
ice
turning to G-Sun.
Did I tell you? Yes!
I did. It was fun. And I turned to DJ Sun. I'm like, hey, look, it's a vagina.
Yay.
He was very proud.
Good times. And this is Mistress Mystery saying enjoy those popsicles and ice cream cones all you want. And definitely check out your local metal scene. And we will see you next time.
Make sure you guys get out and occupy a venue if you've got music to get to us. Email our producer at closingchapter @gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line Mistresses of Mayhem or porn. Montana Metal or DJ Send. Look at this porn. It's awesome. Send porn.
Send porn.
Yeah, just send music. Porn. And
you can send porn too. I mean, he has never once said, hey, stop sending porn. We have never gotten this conversation. Ever.
Ever.
It's hilarious.
Ever. Never.
So obviously he's not getting enough porn.
You know,
obviously.
Google just thinks he's like the sickest fuck ever. Like, dude.
It's like, dude, we scanned your email.
Jesus Christ, stop with the porn.
Like, how much do you receive, man? Like, 50 a day.
Do you realize this many people are sending you porn?
It's like, how many people know about your addiction?
Lots.
We're helping him.
We're helping. We encourage it.
Yay.
All right. This is Salmon Rape on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Did I ever tell you about the man who taught his asshole to talk? His whole abdomen would move up and down, you dig? Farting out the words.
It was unlike anything I've ever heard.
Bubbly, thick, stagnant sound. A sound you could smell. This man worked for the carnival, you dig? And to start with, it was like a novelty ventriloquist act. After a while, the ass started talking on its own. He would go without anything prepared, and his ass would ad-lib and toss the gags back at him every time. Then, it developed sort of teeth-like, little raspy incurving hooks, and started eating. He thought it was cute at first and built an act around it, but the asshole would eat its way through his pants and start talking on the street, shouting out it wanted equal rights. It would get drunk too and have crying jags. Nobody loved it. And it wanted to be kissed, same as any other mouth. Finally, it talked all the time.
Day and night.
You could hear him for blocks screaming at it to shut up. Beating at it with his fists and sticking candles up it. But nothing did any good. And the asshole said to him,
"It is you who will shut up in the end, not me. Because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and shit."
After that, he began waking in the morning with this transparent jelly, like a tadpole's tail all over his mouth. He would tear it off his mouth and the pieces would stick to his hands, like burning gasoline jelly, and grow there. So finally his mouth sealed over, and the whole head would have amputated spontaneously except for the eyes, you dig? That's the one thing the asshole couldn't do was see. It needed eyes. Nerve connections were blocked and infiltrated and atrophied. So the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped inside the skull. Sealed off. For a while, you could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. And finally, the brain must have died because the eyes went out. And there was no more feeling in them than a crab's eye at the end of a stalk.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment. For those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. The North American Independent Rock Music Association also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award. The North American Independent Rock Music Association Award is the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creativity and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.